This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A superhero movie from Marvel is not typically the focus of a lot of prominent critical and social analysis, but Marvel's latest release is not typical.
The Black Panther leaves.
Your Highness, that is quite the entourage.
Show them who we are.
Black Panther has arrived. The film follows a warrior turned king of a fictional African country. Wakanda is the most technologically advanced society on Earth, untouched by white colonial rule. The director is black, and black actors dominate the movie's star-studded cast. Writer John Vercher is a contributor to WBUR's opinion page Cognoscenti. He has explored topics including race, and comics, and parenting, and he was very ready for this film. John, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, okay, we've both seen the film, so we can take a moment. Whoa.
Absolutely. I had such high expectations for this film, and it exceeded every one of them. What made me sort of over the moon happy was to see that they had built this world of different genres. I mean, this movie gave you a spy thriller. It gave you fantasy, science fiction. And they did it in a way that was, one, not only seamless, but two, in a way that young black children, both boys and girls, could see themselves reflected in all of those different genres. It's that chance to see themselves reflected in the ways that they never, almost never get the opportunity to do so. You know, there are black women flying spaceships in this movie.
Who designed them?
Who designed them.
Well, your Cognoscenti essay really digs into how black superheroes typically have not received the attention of white superheroes, mm-hmm. and how that has affected you as a person of color and a lifelong fan of comics. And I'm wondering if you could sort of elaborate on that.
To see a character who is fully formed, who is not assuming the mantle of a previous white character, as Marvel has done with some other of their titles, to see it portrayed on film lacking any type of stereotype, it kind of makes the heart swell to watch that being portrayed on screen and done so well, with the actors so invested in it. It was kind of breathtaking.
The movie is entertainment, but it also brings up a lot of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to some of that?
Not only do they hit it at fatherhood and flawed fathers, but black fatherhood and what it is like for children who have to deal with the effects of violence in their neighborhoods and how that plays out not just at home, but even on a national stage, an international, a global stage. And that was handled so delicately and so well, not only by the director, by the writers, but also the actors, in a way that was very powerful.
You write that when your young son asks you to name your favorite superheroes, you rattled off this list of characters, none of whom were black.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a different reaction. Tell us about that conversation.
So we were watching the Civil War movie where Black Panther made his debut. He wanted to know who were my favorite superheroes of all. And without even thinking, I ran down the list, you know, the Wolverines, the Iron Mans, the Captain Americas. And when I turned it to him and I said, well, who's your favorite? And without hesitation, he said, Black Panther. Hmm. And I was taken aback, and not because I wasn't happy, but because it made me step back and reevaluate, well, why wasn't that my answer? And it made me really reflect on what it's been like growing up a comic book fan, a child of a biracial marriage, and realizing that some of the access that I thought I had to some of these things wasn't there.
What would it have meant to you to see this film when you were growing up?
I would imagine it might have had quite an impact on me. I think it could have even been identity shaping as I grew up, having a hero that was black and not a sidekick.
Did your kids know yet that you saw the movie? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's pure jealousy on my 5-year-old's behalf. When he asked where Daddy went, and I told him, he's what? You, without me? So later on, as I was upstairs working in my office, he shows up in my office in his Black Panther costume, which he wears all the time because he likes it because he has muscles in it. So yeah, he was, and I've shown him all the trailers over and over again, just trying to get him excited about it because, you know, he's not the only kid in the house. There's another big kid there that has his own little Black Panther figurine next to his computer at work, and so it's on my wallpaper on my computer. So he was almost as excited as I was to go see this movie.
John, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
John Vercher is a writer and contributor to WBUR's opinion page, Cognoscenti. This is 90.9 WBUR. Maybe they let them appear.